The logic of MDSR. At a surface level, non-duality-based stress reduction may resemble other awareness-based or mindfulness-based approaches. It involves paying attention to experience, cultivating presence, and relating differently to thoughts and emotions. These similarities are intentional. NDSR does not position itself as a rejection of mindfulness-based stress reduction or related methods. On the contrary, instead, it builds upon them by addressing a subtle limitation that some practitioners encounter over time. That limitation is not a failure of mindfulness. It's just a question of orientation. And orientation matters more than technique. Most stress reduction approaches focus on what to do with experience. How to regulate attention. How to calm the nervous system. How to change thought patterns. How to respond skillfully to emotion. These approaches are effective and well supported. They teach valuable skills and often produce measurable benefits. However, they generally operate from an implicit assumption that there is a central agent who must apply these skills to their experience. When stress is acute, this assumption works really well. When stress becomes chronic, the effort to manage experience can itself become a source of strain. NDSR addresses this by gently shifting the orientation of practice from managing experience to recognizing the context in which experience is occurring. Regulation involves effort. Recognition does not. Regulation asks, how do I change this? How do I calm this? How do I manage this? Recognition asks something quieter. What is already present here? From where is this experience even being known? And this shift does not eliminate regulation, it changes its role. In NDSR, regulation becomes secondary, used when appropriate, and then released. Recognition becomes primary, allowing experience to reorganize without constant intervention. Many people who engage seriously in contemplative practice become highly skilled at monitoring themselves. They notice thoughts quickly, track emotional states accurately, and intervene early when stress arises. Paradoxically, this can actually increase strain. When awareness is treated as something that must be maintained through effort, practice becomes another responsibility. The practitioner becomes a manager, continuously checking on whether the experience is acceptable or needs more adjustment. NDSR recognizes this pattern and addresses it directly, not by discouraging skill, but by relaxing the assumption that experience must always be supervised. Stress is rarely just about what's happening. It's about how closely experience is identified with a sense of self who must handle it. Identification shows up as, I am stressed. I can't handle this. Something is wrong with me. This shouldn't be happening. These thoughts are not errors, they are natural responses to challenges. What intensifies stress is not their presence, but their unquestioned authority. NDSR does not argue with these thoughts or attempt to replace them. Instead, it introduces a wider context in which they can be seen as experiences rather than as definitions. When identification softens, stress reactions often lose momentum without being suppressed. Awareness, as used in this program, is not a tool applied to experience. It's the entire field in which experience happens. When awareness is recognized as context rather than as something located within the self, several things tend to happen naturally. Thoughts feel less compelling, emotions move more freely with less resistance, bodily activation resolves more efficiently, and the urge to control experiences, it decreases. These shifts are not achieved through effort, though. They only occur because the structure of experience has changed. Stress is no longer happening to a central controller. It's happening within a larger, open field. The structure of the NDSR program reflects this logic carefully. The program does not begin with inquiry into the self or with abstract discussions of non-duality. It begins with familiarity with awareness. It begins with distinguishing awareness from attention. It begins with allowing thoughts and emotions and grounding in bodily sensation. Only after these capacities are established does the program introduce gentle inquiry into the sense of self. This sequence is deliberate and slightly different than a live group course with a live teacher, because this ensures that insight arises from stability rather than from conceptual curiosity. Each week builds on the previous one by loosening identification incrementally rather than dismantling it more abruptly as we might do in a live group teaching. NDSR is designed as a training program, not a complex philosophy or system of ideas. Conceptual explanations are included only insofar as they support your direct experience, yours. You're not asked to adopt a philosophical position that somebody else came up with. You're not being asked to agree to any theory about the mind. If a concept feels unhelpful, it can be set aside without compromising the effectiveness of the program at all. Program works through repetition, exposure, and familiarity, not persuasion. It's also important to be clear about what this logic does not imply, because NDSR does not promise permanent enlightenment, permanent calm, complete absence of stress forever, emotional neutrality. It does not promise a special state of awareness or elimination of the self or the ego. Life continues. Stressors arise. Emotions will fluctuate. What changes is the relationship that you have with these experiences. So we use a different measure of progress. Progress in NDSR is not measured by how peaceful you feel or how often awareness is noticed. It's measured by reduced reactivity, increased flexibility, faster recovery from stress, less internal pressure to manage your experience. This is about stress reduction. At first, these changes are often subtle, They show up in how life is lived rather than how practice is evaluated. With this logic in place, the 8-week program can be approached with the appropriate attitude, curious rather than goal-oriented, gentle rather than effortful, and experiential rather than conceptual. Next, we will address more about safety, pacing, and responsibility, which is an essential foundation before beginning the experiential work.